Before we get started, a quick word from our sponsor, Community Financial's present CEO, Tansley Stearns, podcast, Despite Impossible. Now on to the show.
On the show today, we have Alabama Credit Union's very own Steve Swofford and Valify's Ted Coy, who also works for Alabama Credit Union. They're both here talking about their CUSO, Valify, and its positive impact on Alabama Credit Union, as well as other credit unions, and their digital account opening process. And they have some fantastic results type info that will definitely raise your eyebrows, so check it out. Buddy, Mike Lawson here with CU Broadcast. Welcome back to our show. And on today's program, as you can see, we have two fine gentlemen representing the credit union industry, all the way from the great state of Alabama, and representing Alabama Credit Union, that is, as well. So right next to me, we're going to talk to President and CEO of Alabama Credit Union, Steve Swofford. Steve, how are you, sir? Good to see you.
Doing great. Good to talk to you.
Good. Likewise, sir. And then right below us, we have Mr. Ted Coy. Now, you're pulling double duty here, Ted, so bear with me, all right? So you are Valify's founder and CEO, the company that, or the CUSO that we're going to be talking about today, but you're also VP of IT at Alabama Credit Union. My gosh, do you ever sleep, Ted?
No. Director of Innovation over at
Alabama. Director of Innovation, my bad.
Yeah. Oh, no worries.
Gave me a sudden heart attack there, Mike.
You just got a promotion. Congratulations, Ted. Well done.
We don't let him do that. We don't let him do that.
That's funny. No, I've been with Alabama Credit Union now for, I think, 8 years, Steve.
Wow.
I mean, yeah. I came on as an internship. I like to tell folks, I went through, college, want to be a banker, my whole life, and I got kidnapped by a credit union, and they haven't let me out since.
Glad to have you.
Yeah.
All right, guys. All right. So let's talk a little bit about Valify, because it's already made some positive impact on the credit union, and we'll talk about that in a little bit. But Ted, I'm going to let you go first here. I'm going to tell you, give us a kind of a lay of the land with Valify. What is it, and how does it help Alabama Credit Union and hopefully more credit unions in the future? So give us a quick summary here.
Yeah. So, what Valify is doing is we're delivering, the tools for market and digital engagement that have historically just not been available to credit unions, right? And we want to not only see and build these tools for Alabama Credit Union and other large credit unions, but also make them available to all community credit unions as well. Because, the thesis here and the worry is that a lot of those community-focused credit unions are getting left out of the party, right? You hear about a ton of really cool fintechs out there, and then, your $100 million credit union looks at the price tag, right?
Exactly. Yeah, exactly. And so, and I want to come to you, Steve, and I want to say you're allowing Ted to kind of pull double duty here, but what was the, kind of what started this whole thing? And did Ted come to you one day and say, hey, I got a great idea. Let's run with this. And you're like, hey, it sounds great to me. So share with me how this whole thing works with Ted working at the credit union and then also, heading up Valify.
Well, we recognized pretty quickly Ted had certain talents for development and innovation. And so several of his first projects were directly related to us. And of course, he's very good at data analytics as well. So we recognized that he had that talent. And maybe the first time he began to freelance out a little bit was with a partnership in another CUSO called CU Outdoors. And he, in that process, helped develop a point of sale financing program that we now use routinely. We were making loans at sporting goods places all over the country as a result of that. So, Ted was heavily involved in that development. And so when he mentioned the Valify possibility, we saw, if it's going to help us, we certainly don't mind him working to build products that down the road we can use. Sure. So it was, he's the only one we've allowed to do this, I will say. And, but it's been a really, really good I would say partnership, but he is an employee, but partnership in terms of the stuff he works on outside. So, and one other thing, Alabama Credit Union has, I've been in this business 45 years or almost, and strongly believe that credit unions are different than banks and that we should support each other and do cooperative ventures and that sort of stuff. So the Valify opportunity enables us not only to gain a product that is of value to us, and mm-hmm. we've proven it, but also to help other credit unions that may not have the ability to develop this on their own.
Yeah, and I'm assuming Alabama Credit Union is one of the supporting credit unions of the CUSO of Valify.
Yes.
Okay, got it.
Yes.
Kind of goes without saying, but just had to check to find out.
That was a good question.
Well. So I want to talk about how Valify is working. How long has Valify been in existence, Ted? And then how are you guys working with Alabama?
It depends if you asked clients, if you asked the attorneys, if you asked, or you asked me.
Just right? A ballpark.
We've been working on this for probably about 2 years now, close to 2 years on product development. You know, a lot of it started, you know, playing with these tech stacks and figuring out and ideating, like, how are we trying to solve the problems we face today, mm-hmm. right? And as we started to build that product and, you know, I've naturally, you know, over my career built a network of credit unions that I engage with. I get their thoughts from feedback. Like Steve said, we're very collaborative. And we started to realize that, like, hey, we've got something here that everybody wants.
Yeah. So how are you guys specifically Alabama Credit Union? Because I know there's a number of tools, if you will, that Valify offers. So how is Alabama leveraging Valify's, I guess, toolkit, if you will?
Well, Steve,
go ahead.
Oh, okay. Right now, our primary use is for account opening.
Okay.
And maybe the best example of how effective it can be is that, like many credit unions, we're having funding issues, liquidity issues. So back in November, we were doing a CD campaign. And it was a Black Friday special. The month, well, it was actually, what is the Cyber Monday?
Cyber Monday. Yeah.
Yeah. And so our goal was to raise around 40 million in CDs, and we exceeded that goal. Wow. But we had to be able to depend on our online account opening process to perform well.
Okay.
And heretofore, our abandonment rate on new accounts was really high, somewhere mm-hmm. in the neighborhood of 90%. So we rolled Valify out as a way of improving that number, and it did significantly, to the tune of about a five-fold increase in completed applications.
Wow!
So it worked. And that's and we continue to use it on a regular basis, but and we are monitoring. I can't update you on what the day-to-day performance is. I just know it's way better than what we were doing before. Yeah.
So Ted, I mean, given those numbers, Ted, what makes Valify, what makes this solution so unique? What's different about it that's really that's promoting these numbers or fostering or fueling these numbers?
Look, you know, I've been with Alabama Credit Union, and in my tenure there, I've been able to work with folks who have been in the industry for decades and decades. And I see a lot of my role is taking that common sense, you know, credit union relationship building and translating it into a digital era, right? So I think a really good example of that is, you know, you were to come into a branch and you had to ask, imagine you come into a branch, right? And you have to say, I want a checking account.
Right.
And you have to say it five more times before somebody shows you a checking account. You know, you give them your name and then they ask you for your name five more times, right? If that was an in-branch experience, you'd leave.
But that's
the exact experience we see on a lot of community institution websites right now. And we wonder why, you know, we're not seeing the digital engagement you know, that we want. We're wondering why we're not seeing the growth from those channels. And it's because we've not taken what's made us successful over the last 100 years and brought it to today's delivery mechanism. Mm-hmm.
So you're kind of taking that in-person philosophy or that in-person experience and translating it to the digital experience and removing a lot of the redundancies that are out there, especially in the online experience, it sounds
the
like.
The redundancy, the friction, you know, working with product managers at these credit unions to say, okay, what do we need to know? What's nice to have and what's the minimum for us to get in and still, you know, get all the information we need from this consumer? To bring them on as a member, to onboard those accounts, and still, you know, feel comfortable with that from a compliance and risk standpoint, right. But still give that consumer a experience that allows them to say, yeah, I'm going to continue with this.
Completely. Oh, yeah, for sure. And then, I mean, and the other thing I'm thinking about is like, what does it look like to the member? How did you guys get to this number? I mean, obviously there's something different about it that really prompts people to continue. And it sounds like it's super easy, super, all the buzzwords that we hear continuously, especially in the online world. And we're all still getting used to the digital world going through COVID where we were kind of pushed into it or the super acceleration. So, well, I mean, what does it look like to the member that prompts them to finish it? Or even better, what types of feedback have you guys received as well? Steve, you want to take this one?
Well, the funding option is so much easier than what we had before. And Ted, I would also say the member ID process is so much easier. Would you agree?
Yeah, of course.
And I think those are two things. You know, you got to get them through the account opening, and then they got to make the decision on how to fund the account.
Right.
So if both of those have obstacles in them, they got different places they can just throw up their hands and say, well, I've had it. This is enough. And so I think those are two things. Ted can give you more of the technical improvements, but those are the two things that I hear from our staff that makes the product better.
Okay, cool. Yeah, Ted, you want to share? Not getting too deep into the woods here or the weeds here. So
yeah, you know, not to get too deep into it, Mike. You know, I feel like folks are going to come and see these numbers and they're going to ask themselves, you know, well, where's the magic sauce, right? Where's the silver bullet? And that is what I think is the beautiful thing about our industry is that there is no silver bullet. There is no magic wand you can wave that suddenly makes you an amazing credit union, right? An amazing mm-hmm. competitor. Mm-hmm. It is operational and continual excellency, right? And this means, you know, we are constantly looking at what are these neobanks doing? What is Chime and PayPal doing? What are all these folks doing and learning from them, right? Because they've got these massive R&D budgets, right? You know, they have staffs of data scientists looking. And we're learning from them. We're engaging partners in the industry. And our innovation is on the delivery channel, right? We are making products like Plaid, right? We recently signed a partnership with Plaid as a reseller so that we can deliver that product to community credit unions without them having to pay for, you know, the huge upfront development costs, without them having to learn how to become experts in that, and, you know, actually getting them a better price point based on our wholesale agreements with these types of partners.
Yeah. I'm so glad you guys mentioned that you kind of looked outside the industry for user experience like Chime and SoFi and Plaid, all that type of stuff. And even Uber, or we continue to use Amazon as an example, kind of like the retail experience coming to the financial service experience, which is so important because as consumers now, we're so spoiled in that area that it's expected anywhere we go now, especially your financial institution. So
yeah, I'd love to continue that thought because, you know, one of the philosophies we bring to, you know, credit unions and to the design team and development, and, you know, it's funny, but the way I like to say it is folks want their accounts and they want their loans and they want to be able to buy them online the same way they buy a toilet seat.
Exactly.
Right. They never want to think about it. Right. It's not something they're constantly thinking about like we are. But once they decide they need it, they want to go find it. They want to know how much it costs, and they want to click as few as buttons to get it to their house as fast as possible.
Completely.
And that is the kind of e-commerce experience. And that's what we see with a lot of these credit unions is, you know, they went digital, but that's not a thing that you do. That is a journey that never ends. Mm-hmm. And we have to continue that journey because, you know, Amazon and, you know, other e-commerce competitors have come in and they have changed the game on consumer expectations.
Yep.
And those members are looking at us wondering, why doesn't Amazon just open up a bank?
Exactly. Exactly. Which is probably on their radar. Steve?
Mike, I've been discouraging Ted from trying to get marketing staff to use that toilet seat example.
That's a whole
just,
other show.
FYI, part of our strategic discussion 10 years ago, we said, we're not competing with Regions Bank anymore. We're competing with Amazon. That's the service experience. And I mean, you know, you ask anybody, have you ever called Amazon? I use Amazon a lot. I've never made a phone call to them. So, you know, there's where we feel like we've got to get there. And Valify is one of those products that inches us along the way to getting there.
Yeah. So is that the big goal here, guys? I mean, kind of my wrap up question here is always ask, hey, what's the big goal here? So is the big goal to kind of, I don't know, meet or exceed the retail experience that consumers are using? And also, I'm assuming that's probably one of the goals, but what else is on the table as far as what you guys want to achieve here, Steve?
Well, I mean, there's got to be a financial result to all of this for sure. As well, you know? So what we've got to figure out is, number one, what the consumer is really looking for and making sure that our delivery mechanisms match those expectations. But then on the credit union side, we want to focus our best delivery on the products that generate income to the credit union.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And that's very important to us, but it's extremely important to smaller credit unions.
Agreed.
Who have very thin margins and competition's just eating them alive.
Yeah.
And so providing them with this type of technology helps get them where they need to be.
Right. And technology is the great, you know, field, you know, it levels the field for everybody, no matter your size, for sure. Ted, I want to get your kind of your goals since this is obviously near and dear to your heart. So what goals are on the table for you to achieve?
Yeah. You know, To answer that question broadly, you know, if I think a lot of folks look at account opening, loan origination, you know, those kind of digital tools, and they think, oh, there's, you know, there's so many providers out there. And there are. There's people who do a really good job at this. I've worked with and I'm friends with a lot of these these companies. But what we've seen in the market is that, you know, if you look at all these credit unions, 80% of them are under a billion in assets. The majority of them are under 500, 600 million.
Yeah.
And they do not have access to, you know, these shiny, cool new, you know, features. And what we want to do is build out that system and make it make sense for them to give it to all of these credit unions.
Yeah.
Right? Because there's this idea in the industry, if you talk to certain consultants in the industry, that all of these credit unions are going to go away. But they're not, right? We've been saying this for the last 20, 30 years, and they have hung on tight. These are scrappy people. I'm talking with presidents and CEOs who are not afraid jumping behind the teller line and cashing checks. you know, not that Steve wouldn't, if given the chance.
Well, they wouldn't let me, Ted. Are you kidding? I know that role.
But no, I mean, honest to God, Mike, you know, it sounds crazy, but we want to see this industry change. We want to see the headcount of credit unions grow. We want to keep community credit unions who are most embedded and rooted in their communities, serving their communities, because if the credit unions continue to consolidate, right?
Yeah.
how do we continue to differentiate ourselves from banks?
Yep, good point. And this is one way of doing it for allowing these smaller credit unions to have access to technologies like this, for sure. And what other industry can say that? I mean, gosh, I don't know if there are just maybe a handful on the planet, but credit unions really stand tall in this area, for sure. So kudos to you guys for putting this out there for them. For, yeah, good stuff, guys. All right, gents. Well, go ahead.
One more thing you might it just as an example of CUSO stuff that we do with others, we have an indirect lending CUSO that we actually process loans for around 9 or 10 other credit unions. And most of them are the same types, size credit unions that TED is targeting with Valify. So this is a natural thing for us to do.
Good deal. Yeah, it's in your DNA for sure. All right, gentlemen, I know you have lots on your plate, especially you, Ted, because you got, again, you're pulling double duty, so you might need to take a nap here pretty soon, but I'm going to let you guys...
Don't tell him that.
Don't take a nap.
He wants us to get back to work.
Get back to work, man.
Get going, Ted.
You got credit unions to help out, so, and members to serve, so yeah. All right, All serious, you guys are doing such a great job, and I love doing stories like this. So look forward to checking back in maybe 6 months down the road, see where you guys are, and always love to catch up. So keep up the good work. All righty, guys. Well done.
Sounds
appreciate
great,
Mike.
All right,
thank you, Mike.
Take care. A quick word from our sponsor, Community Financial's present CEO, Tansley Stern's new podcast, Despite Impossible.